Okay, you can open the meeting.
This is Linda Hoffman, Chair of the Board of Nursing. We are here for an informal adjudicated proceeding for Linda Miller. The time is now 12:56, and the meeting is open.
Thank you. Are you ready for me to step in?
I don't know if we need to wait until exactly 1 o'clock, Mr. Steed. I'll defer to you. Let's see. Everybody's not back yet. Julie.
Hold on, start.
Ralph. Okay, Julie's back.
Yeah.
Everybody who's supposed to be back, I'll wait for it.
I think it is the six.
Yeah, we have four.
We have a quorum present. It's only 3 minutes prior to the hour. Ms. Miller, can you hear me?
You're muted.
You're muted.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you mind if we go ahead and commence with this proceeding?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. So my name is Robert Steed. I'm an Assistant Attorney General of the State of Utah. I represent the Division of Professional Licensing, and I'll be kind of conducting the division side of this today. Ms. Miller is present, so this is the time and place for the informal adjudicative proceeding pursuant to a notice of agency action and order to show cause that was filed in this matter, which is case number DOPL-OSC-219-453. Ms. Miller, a registered nurse under Utah license number 11475412-3102, was the respondent in this case. I'm going to provide a narrative of kind of what this case is about. I want to ask Ms. Miller, did you receive a copy of the notice of agency action and order to show cause?
Yes.
Have you received any exhibits relating to this case, kind of evidence relating to what the state is alleging?
Yeah, I guess so, through email.
Okay. So I'm going to provide Ms. Miller kind of a narrative of what this case is about, kind of what the history is. All of this is just to kind of talk about your probation and kind of what's happened. And the purpose of this meeting is kind of to look into this matter and address the relief the division is seeking. At issue in this case is whether you failed to comply with the terms of the order entered on October 30th, 2019, based on a stipulation of the parties in EOPL case 2019-453. So that would be your probationary order, which kind of started everything. And then we're going to talk about what violations have occurred with respect to that order, which are alleged in this case, and whether an order should be entered to revoke your license as a nurse or otherwise impose other disciplinary sanctions. This is an informal adjudicative proceeding brought pursuant to the division's authority under Utah Code Annotated 58.1.401 subsection 2, and is supported by the division's records and investigation. So the allegations in this case are that you, Ms. Miller, are a licensed nurse, initially licensed in the state of Utah on October 30th, 2019. You entered into a stipulation on October 30th, 2019, in case number DOPL 2019-453, in which you were granted a license to practice as a registered nurse under the condition that the license was effectively revoked upon issuance, but suspended. They suspended the revocation or stated and placed your license on probation for a period of 5 years, subject to certain terms and conditions, specific terms. There was a few amendments to that order, which aren't particularly germane to this case. But after the issuance of that order on June 22nd of 2021, in our files, it indicates that you entered into a stipulation in case number DOPL 2021-202, finding that you violated your probation by missing some check-ins. Those check-ins relate to your obligation as a probationer to contact a drug testing agency on contract with the division on a daily basis via phone or email or internet, and that you missed these check-ins on December 27th, 2020, January 15th, 2021, February 6th, 2021, March 29th, 2021, April 12th, 2021. And these missed check-ins resulted in your payment of a fine of $250. I'm not trying to relive all this for you, Ms. Miller, but I'm just trying to kind of talk about the procedural history of the case. And on August 11th, there was another stipulation and order entered in case number 2022-209, with a finding that you admitted to taking alcohol resulting in a positive test on about July 6th. And you were fined the amount of $500. And on January 20th, this is on the, I don't know, do you have a copy of the notice of agency action in front of you, Ms. Miller?
No, I don't have a printer.
Oh, okay. I just going over the document. I just wanted to make sure you could follow along. I'm on page 3 of the notice of agency action. It kind of illuminates these issues. But on January 20th, 23, you entered a stipulation in case number DOPL 2023-24, where you admitted to violating your probation by testing positive for alcohol on or about September 28th, 2022. And that was a $750 fine that was agreed to as a part of that violation. And then the next violation was entered on August 25th of 2023 in DOPL 2023-311. Where you admitted to violating your probation by missing a urinalysis check-in on November 23rd, 2022, and by receiving an out-of-range urinalysis test on December 12th, 2022, and December 27th, 2022. And that resulted in a $1,000 fine. And the last stipulation and order was entered on September 22nd, 2023, where a stipulation was entered between you, Ms. Miller, and the division, finding that you violated your probation by submitting a positive PEP test on August 16th of 2023 and admitted to drinking alcohol. And that resulted in a $1,500 fine. So at this stage, we're, you know, that's the past. That's all a matter of record. At this stage, we're going to address the allegations in the notice of agency action of alleged violations of your probation since that time. On October 19th of 2023, it was alleged that you were requested to provide a sample to Spectrum Compliance to conduct a drug and alcohol test. And let's see, I'm going to make sure I get this right. And it tested positive for alcohol in violation of your probation. On October 25th, 2023, you provide another sample for alcohol and drug analysis, and it also tested positive for alcohol in your PEP test. And as the filing of the notice of agency action, it is alleged that you failed to submit an employer report that was due on October 1st, 2023. That was due at that time, which is another violation of your probation. And so as a result of that, the division has requested that this notice of agency action be filed before the board with the requested relief that the board find that you've violated through acts, practices, and omissions, the terms and conditions of your probation, that an order be issued revoking your license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah, with the condition that said revocation be for a period of 5 years, with the provision that if you're seeking reapplication, that you 1 year prior to such application, that you submit, contact the division and submit to random urinalysis for a period of a year and remain sober through those test results, and that you take. And that 6 months, 3 months before your application, you undergo a substance use disorder evaluation and a fitness for duty evaluation at your own expense. That's the relief sought in the notice of agency action. Before we go into any evidence, I want to ask you just a few questions, Ms. Millard. You've heard me talk about the prior stipulations that you've entered. Those are a matter of record and are in evidence, but do you have any clarification or objection to the reference of those prior stipulations?
No.
I want to talk to you specifically about the allegations that occur subsequent to your last stipulation and order. It alleges that on October 19th of 2023, you submitted a urinalysis test that tested positive for alcohol. Do you admit or deny that allegation?
Admit it. You got it right there. So,
okay. On October 25th, 2023, it indicates that you also had another positive test. Do you admit or deny that allegation?
I admit it.
And do you admit that you failed to provide an employer report that was due on October 1st of 2023?
No, I don't admit that one because they were sent in. I saw them where they had been received by Affinity, and then they disappeared in January. And all the MOUs, they were all faxed to you. So they were done. I don't know why they're not being accepted. They said they don't accept faxes, but it clearly says on the bottom of the page. But it doesn't matter.
Okay, that's fine. So you believe that report was submitted?
They were submitted, yeah.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to ask maybe some clarifying questions from Ms. Bennett. Is that okay if we can talk about that report?
Yeah, sure.
Can you give us an indication about the missing employer report referenced in the notice of agency action?
Yes. So on the reports that Belinda Miller was to have sent in, she kept sending in an old hard copy. And we repeatedly told her that we needed to have this directly sent from her supervisor. So the supervisor had actually sent those reports before. Belinda was saying that the supervisor was unfamiliar with the process, but she had previously sent in reports. So Belinda kept sending in an old report all the time, but not the one that was supposed to be submitted online.
Okay, thank you for that explanation.
And, told you, yes, you have received those old ones in the past, but they were for somebody different. The new person that took over, Joan, was never sent the information on how to get into Affinity to do the reports online. So she used the fax number. And I believe the date on the updated ones that she had was 2021. So she did her job.
May I respond to that?
Sure.
I just can't respond with Joan has sent many online direct reports through Spectra. So she was signed up because we've actually received them directly.
That's the supervisor. So
correct.
So they've submitted a number of prior reports.
When she became the new, because Belinda has changed a few supervisors like everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
And they get set up on the system for the new supervisor. So we've actually received a few from Joan through Spectrum. So,
have there been any communications between yourself and Ms. Miller about this missing report?
Yes.
Okay, and has that been rectified through that communication?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Ms. Miller, you now have an opportunity to answer questions propounded by the board. If you're okay with that, we'll turn the time over to the board to talk to you now.
Okay.
Linda,
go ahead,
Linda.
I was just going to ask you to talk. Go ahead.
Belinda, this is Ralph Pittman, board member. Just have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
With the proceedings today, if you could make a recommendation to the board as far as what recommendations we should make to the director, what would your recommendations be?
I don't know. Okay. I really don't know.
All right. I appreciate that, Belinda, being honest on that. When you were informed that you were using the wrong form as far as the employer report, did you follow up with your supervisor in regards to the employer report and them having access to be able to submit them electronically?
Actually, I didn't. I mean, I followed up with her to resend them. And since she faxed them, I assumed that she did not have the ability to, you know, do it through Infinity. So that was my mistake. I didn't ask her specifically.
Okay. At any point in time, Belinda, during this process, as far as submitting reports and that, with questions as far as how to submit them, did you reach out to Ms. Bennett and ask her on how those should be needed to be submitted to through Infinity or to the division for their review and upload?
No, not specifically. I mean, I answered her and said, you know, that Joan had sent them, and, you know, I sent her copies of the paper that had the or fax number on it. And those were the ones that were downloaded off of the computer the day that they were sent. So at that time, they still had or faxed Affinity or submit by fax to that 801-530-6404 number.
Okay. So Belinda, final question for me, and then I'll let the rest of the board ask you some questions here. What does being a nurse mean to you?
I've always enjoyed it. I mean, it's, you know, there were some really sad times, but there was also some really great times that I really, truly enjoyed. I like helping people. You know, I know I have a problem, but I mean, I don't go to work drunk. Because I care about my patients. So.
All right. Thank you, Belinda. I appreciate that and your openness with the board in regards to our questions at this time. Thank you.
Do any of the other board members have questions for Belinda?
I have a question, and I apologize if this is a repeat, but Belinda, what would you do differently if you had to do this all over again?
I would go back about 20 years ago and not meet the guy that made me an alcoholic, is what I would do. I guess I would try harder. I mean,
so what's your role in alcohol consumption?
Well, I used to drink every day. We were really, really bad. Now I just drink on occasion. A few times it's been because like stomach problems and stuff, and it just kind of numbs things up. But yeah, I take it or leave it.
Okay. Thank you, Belinda, for being here.
Belinda, this is Linda Hoffman. Is there anything that the board could have done to help you more, or that the board could have done differently?
Oh no, it's all my fault. I mean, I knew I wasn't supposed to drink. And like I said, I did socially a couple times, and then there was a couple times I did it because I didn't feel good. And I know from past experience that helps, which it did. I mean, it helped my stomach, and then I was able to eat, and then I didn't drink anymore after that. But, you know, I'm getting older, and a lot of things that, like Prilosec and stuff like that, they don't work, they don't help. So It was all my fault.
Thanks for talking about that. I just wanted to make the comment when Ellen Brown asked you what nursing meant to you, or I think something like that, I saw your eyes and your face light up when you talked about the good times. And I just wanted you to know that I saw that in you. And I think that is inside of you. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Do any of the other board members have any questions? Okay, Mr. Steed, we'll hand it back to you. Really time for us to go into deliberations.
Yes, I believe that's the appropriate step right now. It's for the board to vote to on the deliberations.
Okay, Ralph?
This is Ralph Pittman. As approved under Utah Code annotated 52-4-205-1A, I move to close this portion of the meeting to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
Can I get a second on that? Christy, and all favor? And the meeting is closed. Please turn the recording off. And those board members, please go into the closed room.